The Gospel reading is Matthew chapter 2, starting at verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everybody. It wasn't easy finding Jesus in those pictures, was it? Certainly when there were the big pictures. I think once we knew what we were looking for, we weren't aware that Jesus had red hair for a start, but once we knew what we were looking for, it was a bit easier, but it was difficult. And it wasn't easy for the wise men. It didn't help that they were looking in the wrong place. But I don't think we can blame them for that. Because they were looking for a baby who was born to be the king of the Jews. Now, if you're looking for a king, where are you going to go and look? Where are you going to start looking if you're looking for a king? In a palace. So they turned up in the capital city at King Herod's door, explaining they'd seen this special star, which led them to believe that a new king had been born, and they travelled a long way to worship him. But Jesus wasn't there. When someone looked back in the holy writings, they discovered that God had promised a ruler would be born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, an unimportant, average, rural town, probably a village by our standards, 6 miles outside of the city. Now, it had a famous son, we have to grant them that. King David had been born there, but that was a long, long time ago. And any prestige that Bethlehem might once have had was long gone. But that's what the holy writings said. So the wise men set off again. And this time they found him. They didn't find him in a palace. They didn't find him in a stable, despite what every school nativity tells you. They found him in a house. In an ordinary home with his mother Mary. Just an ordinary house in an ordinary village. Now we know what they did when they found Jesus. They bowed down, they worshipped him, they gave him special gifts. But I wonder, how did they feel? Were they surprised not to find him in a royal household? Were they surprised to find him in a seemingly insignificant place? What about you? This story is so familiar, despite the fact it gets told with all sorts of errors in it, but it's very familiar to us. I think it's so familiar we don't stop and think about it. What does it tell us that Jesus, King not just of the Jews but of the whole world, was found by strange visitors who travelled from another country in an ordinary family home with his mum. It's easy to miss the message behind this. If I asked you where you can find Jesus today, I wonder what you would say. We might say that we believe that Jesus is everywhere, but deep down, I think that we still expect to find Jesus in certain places. Not in palaces or grand houses, but maybe we think church. Churches are where we find Jesus. Or maybe we think we find Jesus among particular types of people. But if we say that, then we're also saying that there are places where we probably won't find Jesus, and there are people that we probably won't find Jesus among. And if that's what we think, then we've really missed the message of his life. Because Jesus was always in unexpected places, and he was always with unexpected people, right from his birth. Born in a place where animals were kept, visited first of all by manual labourers on a night shift, then visited by wealthy foreign astrologers, brought up in an ordinary family home with a stepdad, a young mum, and brothers and sisters, stepbrothers and sisters, making friends with the rich, making friends with the poor, talking to people everyone else avoided, caring for those no one else cared for, going to parties, going to dinners, giving his undivided attention to those who were usually ignored. There was no place that Jesus wouldn't go, and no people that Jesus wouldn't be seen with. So where do we expect to find Jesus today? Where are we surprised to find Jesus? If we open our eyes and look, we can find him in the most unexpected places. Stop and think about it for a moment. Think about your home, your school, your college, your workplace. Where do you find Jesus in those places? In fact, I know we usually do a sofa interview, but I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. I wonder, if a star went round this congregation, would it lead us to places where we might find Jesus? And in true old Blue Peter fashion, here's one we've made earlier. Excuse me, my glamorous assistant. We need the mic as well. Have a mic. So, do you want to go on a wander with your star and see what you can find out?
I'm going to go and ask people where they might find Jesus.
I think that would be great. Where do you find Jesus in your life?
Okie dokie.
She's coming.
I'm going on a rove. Okay. Roving report.
I'm going to go and sit down over here while you
a little
roam.
Wander. I'm just going to scan and see where I can find Jesus.
There's a lot of nervous looking people.
There's a lot of nervous, twitchy people looking. Let's have a little.
They're all sat very still.
Don't pick me, don't pick me. She's coming. jump. Where do you find Jesus?
Where do I find Jesus? Well, I think I find him at work. So I work in a large organisation doing IT and research and development. And we found Jesus, I would say, because we were prompted to help a homeless charity, using skills that we'd gained at work to help out a charity. So I think we found him there this year.
Excellent.
Nice star, by the way.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Can you tell
Thank
it's
you,
homemade?
So John found him in his workplace when they supported a homeless charity.
Indeed.
It's a great thing. I think Jesus was definitely there.
He was definitely there.
Where else can we find Jesus?
I'm going to rove.
Okay, rove away.
All eyes on the floor. I'm going to rove towards the back here.
Ooh, even if right at the back, you are
right
too
back.
Far away.
Believe it or not, grown-ups, Jesus is over here too.
Oh, look, the camera's reached there as well.
Hiya! You found Jesus in the nativity set. Arthur's found Jesus.
That's Nikki, very clever.
Nikki, my namesake, can I ask you, where do you find Jesus in your life?
Where do we find Jesus? We have lots of stories about Jesus at home, and the boys' favourite bedtime stories are all the Bible stories at the moment. So we are learning lots about Jesus at bedtime and through our prayers.
Fantastic.
And they've enjoyed the Christmas story and making the nativity.
I've been privileged to see the loo roll nativity that's been created in the Crowley household. Yeah. It's fantastic.
They've learnt really well from it.
They have. They have. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nikki. That's great. So very different to John's story there, but finding Jesus in a family home amongst with your children reading Bible stories, that's great. Should we do one more?
Go on then.
Let's do one more.
Let's have a look. Silence. Tracy Jones, could I ask you to shuffle out to the end, because I don't think the camera's going to pick you up there. Where do you find Jesus?
I think in my friends. So I had a phone call from an old friend a couple of days ago, because it was New Year. And what really struck me is, although we hadn't spoken for a long time, she was interested in everything. So she didn't stop until she'd asked how I was, how Steve was, how the girls were, how work was, how my home life was. And it was just that, you know, she was interested in every part of my life, and that's kind of like Jesus.
Yeah, indeed. So.
Indeed.
Thank you, Tracy. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Tracy. So you seem to have been in a black spot there. Sorry, we couldn't get the camera on you there.
I didn't
that's
move
fine.
You out far enough.
Don't worry. Thank you very much, Nikki. It's a very nice star on a stick. When anything good and kind and loving happens, when grace and mercy are shown, when we're helped and guided in our work or our decision making, when we see glimpses of faith in the people around us, that's where we find Jesus. And we can praise and worship him that he's at work in our homes, our schools, and our workplaces. Some of you, and you did look very nervous, sat there waiting, is the star going to stop near me? Am I going to have to think of something? So we will confess that we had pre-warned those three people. They had had time to think about it. But if you are a friend of Jesus, answering that question shouldn't be a problem to you. Our family, our friends, and our colleagues might not phrase it like this, but they should all be able to find Jesus wherever you are. Because wherever we go, we take Jesus with us. We take him to all the places that we go. Maybe you're not yet a friend of Jesus. Maybe you're looking for him. Maybe you're on that journey that the wise men were on. Well, this is a good place to start. Among people who know Jesus and can point him out to you. Oh, you all right? You okay? We're just going to pick him up. It's that delayed shock. There we go. It was that sudden. I'm not sure if I'm okay or not. It'll be all right, Zach. So if you're still looking for Jesus, can I suggest that you open your eyes and ask God to show Jesus to you. Because this isn't the only place you'll find him. And I can guarantee if you are genuinely looking for Jesus, God will show him to you, and he will show him to you in the most unexpected of places at times when you're probably not looking for it. Let's finish with a prayer. Jesus, the Magi were wise enough to search for you, knowing that when they found you, they would see the glory of God shining out for all to see. We pray that we too will be wise enough to search for you, knowing that you want to be at the heart of all that we are. Amen.